Welcome to the Positive Change USA Paintball Podcast. Positive Change USA Paintball Podcast. A hard-hitting Q&A on topics affecting tournament paintball today. Want to be coached at home by one of our pro players like Thomas Taylor? Then go to positivechangeusa.com/paintball and sign up for a package now. And now, the Positive Change USA Paintball Podcast.
Positive Change USA.
What's up, guys? It's Pate from PositiveChangeUSA.com. Thank you so much for listening to our last couple of podcasts. The Paul Richards podcast, part 1 and 2. Obviously, the Oliver Lane podcast, part 1 and 2. You guys gave us thousands of listens and downloads off these four podcasts, and I really appreciate it. Keep sharing. Anytime you see a link for PositiveChangeUSA.com on Facebook, it would be awesome and huge if you guys liked and shared to your friends. Spread the Positive Change USA word. Just get it out there. Also, in this podcast, we have a huge announcement from a man, Nate Schrader, from Omaha Vicious, formerly played for the Ironmen, announcing that he'll be consulting for Positive Change USA. So if you want a package from Nate, if you want to learn from a guy that's, you know, made his way up from D3, D2, D1, all the way into pro, moved across the country to play for a team, you know, making his dreams come true. If this is you, you want to learn how to do it, Nate Schrader at PositiveChangeUSA.com. Go to PositiveChangeUSA.com, click services, go through the scroll down menu, you'll see Nate Schrader Paintball Coaching. Click it. Boom. Find a package that's right for you. If you don't see a package that's right for you, let me know. So email me at Pate, that's P-A-T-E, at PositiveChangeUSA.com. I'll make you a custom package. Let me know what you can afford. Let me know what you want. We'll make it happen. PositiveChangeUSA.com. Thanks. You are listening to the Positive Change USA Paintball Podcast. We are here with a very special edition before the LA Open with Alex Borromeo and Nate Schrader. What's up, guys?
Yo. How's it going?
Pretty good. So, you guys have each gotten a look at the layout so far for the LA tournament. What are you guys thinking?
I think it's going to be another slow Mayo-esque layout where a lot of people aren't taking much ground off break and just trying to get G's.
I completely agree with that statement. I got to enjoy it a little bit, and I think both you and Nate both are going to get to spend a lot of time in that little cake over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I do agree. I definitely feel like the breakout, though, is definitely like the pocket, much like Mayo was. But as far as everything else, it's definitely a lot more aggressive, though. I mean, it's a lot easier to move up the field than the Mayo layout. So I think we're going to see a lot of different stuff, honestly. We'll see how it plays, obviously.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're going to get a lot of up and over plays, like running up the gut and a dip over once you get a guy? Maybe, like, I think if you can get a corner, then you can easily fill a second guy to that side.
I agree.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think making that God insert snake bunker is going to be a lot tougher than people think. I think there's going to be two people that sit on that pretty much every point off the break. And then I think you're going to have a tough run out to the Doritos as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you risk the corner, you make it. It's a big reward, but at the same time, as soon as you cut down the wide guys, there's a lot of freedom up the middle. So, we'll see.
I completely agree. And so both of you guys are probably going to be on the D side with Vicious. With this being a slower field, does that mean you're probably not going to get to play a lot at the same time again? Or do you think you'll get the dynamic duo of Nate and Alex on the D side again together?
I don't think we'll see a lot of points together. The only way that would really happen is if one of us was going up the middle, and Trevor's pretty much got that on lock. He's been putting up points all year doing that, so keep him running that.
Do you think the reason Trevor has played so good is because Trevor has decided to go with the same hairstyle as Zach Sherman and Miley Cyrus?
Well, Trevor is a big Miley Cyrus fan, so that's a very good possibility. Look good, feel good, play good.
I guess that's true, and Zach uses that whole Miley Cyrus haircut, too, so I mean, maybe that's a thing.
It's all about the high fashion for him, high fashion.
Yeah. Well, we could test it out. Alex, you could come to Riverside with a razor cut, you know. Nice little comb, razor part, that's it.
I could definitely do that.
And then if it works, if you play great, then we'll all have to get him by World Cup.
Man, I cannot see a Nate Schroeder without the curls. That would just...
Really? Yeah.
Did I just say Schroeder? Schrader. What am I doing right now?
It's Schroeder.
So, awesome, guys. So, we want to talk about the brackets a little bit before we get into some stuff. But I guess we can kind of reverse engineer how we want to break this up. And so the brackets are Impact, Ironman, Dynasty, 187, Art Chaos. And I guess we can kind of start out with that one and then work our way into your guys' bracket. And we can talk about it casually and what you guys think. But the Impact, Ironman, Dynasty, 187, Art Chaos. I mean, what are we thinking?
I mean, I think right now you're definitely going to have to take Impact. I mean, they're on a complete roll, winning the past three tournaments that they've competed in. So, I mean, I'm definitely feeling like they're going to be number one in their bracket. But as far as the best matchup, I'm thinking Impact and Dynasty. Dynasty's playing on fire. I think they only lost that one match all season, which was, what, last event? Or was that maybe two matches they lost all season? So I'm thinking that they're definitely going to be the two top contenders in that. But I'm very interested to see how Art Chaos is going to do, because I felt like since this is kind of like an MAO layout, they were definitely having trouble at MAO with everything. So I'm excited to see how they're going to be playing. And Ironman definitely, last event, they were definitely playing a lot better than they were the previous tournament. So I expect them to come out really strong. And obviously 187, they're definitely that sleeper team. Always got to watch out for them. And they just, I believe they beat Chicago Aftershock to stay out of relegation. So excited to see how they do as well.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I definitely think the match of that prelim bracket is going to be Impact Dynasty as well. But who knows? I mean, Art Chaos, after Mayo, they said that they just, you know, practiced the field wrong. So making that change at the tournament didn't really help them. At the same time, they had a bunch of really, really close games. So I think that, I mean, if they just tweak a few things, they can easily move on. Also Ironman, they're just getting better and better. On the Mayo layout, they came the closest to being Dynasty. So, I mean, if they can just keep playing how they are and Marcelo can stay out of the box, I think they'll do great.
Oh, see, here's something interesting, and I actually want to touch on this. Mm-hmm. So in Nate's last podcast, which is on Paintball Access, and if you haven't checked that out, it's actually one of my favorite podcasts in paintball, maybe one of my favorite podcasts in general, with Nate and Marcelo.
Awesome.
And I was, what's that?
I said awesome. Appreciate
it. And
that.
As I was riding at like 4 a.m. from Omaha to Chicago by myself, and it like kept me, you know, in check and awake for, you know, that early morning ride. But there was a great portion in that where Nate calls out Marcelo. Does anybody else remember this?
Oh, yeah. Multiple times.
just a great moment where I thought to myself, man, Nate is being so ballsy. He calls out Marcelo. And what was it that you said? Because I just word for word don't remember. Was it like, I hope we get down to a one-on-one, me and you, and I know I'll win?
I mean, that was part of it. We were talking about, like, what if it came down to one-on-ones. There was another part where I called him out. If you've seen the Ironman Reckoning, he's pretty persistent that he came through, or that when I came through on one of the practice footers, I came through and shot him in the back of the head when, in actuality, it bounced off a bunker. And he was pretty adamant that that didn't happen. So that was when I said, you know, I hope everyone who's listening to this has seen it. Because you're the asshole right now.
However, during the vicious Ironman match, Nate, didn't you get to a 2-on-1?
Yeah.
You and Zach and Marcelo. Know.
That was heartbreaking. I was just so excited to win the point. I totally just lost all thought of strategy to, you know, we were up at that point, and we could have just waited for them to blow the horn and concede, but I really just wanted to shoot Marcelo. But I'm glad it happened towards the beginning of the match, because that really woke me up, and I think I played better after that.
You got a little sloppy, but then came in to do business. Mm-hmm. Alex, when Did you listen to that podcast by chance?
I actually have not listened to it yet.
Oh, what a friend. That's kind of a heartbreaker.
You know? I guess you caught me.
I guess you're getting to hear Nate's voice enough that you really don't, you know, like, who wants to hear another 2 hours of this guy?
Pretty much.
That's pretty much why I didn't want to listen to it. He pretty much told me all about it already, so I was like, oh, all right, cool.
Out of the teams in the prelims and that one, you guys were saying Impact Dynasty. For best match, I'm actually going to go Dynasty and Art Chaos.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like as dynamic as Art Chaos is, you have that against Dynasty's just ability to lock down a field. And, I mean, they've done that better than anybody probably for the last 2 years, for sure, maybe last three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. So I think that'll be interesting to see Dynasty's ability to shut people down versus Art Chaos's dynamics. But then I was thinking maybe what we could do was if we had to pick. Because there's only a finite amount of games, so we could really break this down. So let's say, what do we think? Because I want to give 187 some love. I want to give Iron Man some love. So why don't we break this down a little further? And I am going to bring in, because actually I'll wait to the next one, because I've got a surprise for you guys.
Ooh, I like surprises.
Oh yeah, I've got a guest that's going to come in and just blow everybody's mind on predictions.
Okay.
But I'm going to go ahead and say in this prelim bracket that it's going to go, I don't think Impact will make it. I don't think they'll play for relegation, but I don't think they're going to make it on. Mm. I think it's going to be a Dynasty Art Chaos.
So you think they'll lose to Dynasty and Art Chaos? Let's say if they lost two and went 2-2 and didn't advance.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen, is they're not going to advance, and then you're going to have 187 and Iron Man playing for who's going to relegate.
Okay.
Do we have any postulations on that side?
I mean, I can see it happening. Anything's possible in the Champions Division.
My theory is you've been hot. I mean, you can't stay at the top. You know, it's pretty much the most difficult thing. And it's one event before World Cup. This event's kind of the one where you're kind of like sucking wind, because it's like you're the least amped for any event.
Ooh, I think I can agree with you on that one, too. I could definitely see Dynasty and Art Chaos moving on, and Impact definitely possibly not being the best they have been as of late.
And it's not even about skills. It's just about keeping that like mental edge and that mental tenacity. Because Dynasty, this is their hometown, kind of. I mean, not really, but it's close enough.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man, it's their area too, and I know that's your homies, but I mean, I just don't know if they're there to get out of that bracket, because I think that's going to be a tough bracket.
Yeah.
And which, not that your guys' bracket isn't tough, or any bracket in Champions this season hasn't been tough.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that this may not be the bracket for them. 187, I see them, you know, 1-3, and Art Chaos, I think they will beat Impact, Iron Man, 187. That's right. So that would put them at 3-1 with Dynasty
mm-hmm.
winning, let's say, every match. Maybe they'll have a hiccup in an Iron Man or a 187 match, but I don't see it. What about you guys?
Yeah, I mean, Dynasty going 4-0 is definitely a possibility. I think it's as equal of a possibility that Impact goes 4-0. It kind of really just depends who shows up. I also think it's going to be who gets the first couple points. Because, I mean, if you're trying to, you know, get some quick points on this field, it might be tough if they're just playing the pocket the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see a lot of guys double stacking that can, and I think 50% of your points, you may even double stack that temple
mm-hmm.
back there, or at least send one guy up the gut to the second temple to play both ways and look for maybe a dynamic move out of there. And I think maybe even that guy occasionally to the temple on the other side of the field.
Definitely.
I mean, that play is 100% there. So But let's talk about your bracket a little, because we're sitting here and, you know, I know Nate said it's bad juju to talk about how good you're going to do, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Alex, do you feel the same way?
No, I don't believe in that juju.
See, I don't either. I honestly think, like, every time I go out there, I'm going to come in and dominate. That makes me kind of question Nate. Like, Nate, what's going on in your head right now?
Oh, that is, well, I mean, I could tell you that we're just going to go 4-0, but that's not, you know, very entertaining. So that's why I say I just, you know, avoid the situation together. And when I do fantasy, too, I put all vicious players on my team. But if I'm not able to do that, like I do fantasy paintball with some friends and coworkers, then I won't pick any vicious players. I'll stay away from the vicious players because I can't get them all.
Even your good friend Alex?
Yeah, especially my good friend Alex. That's the worst juju of all time, is putting your best friend on a fantasy paintball team.
Why is that? Like, are you just throwing your man Alex under the bus right now?
No. I mean, do that to anyone, though, you know? Like,
No, he is.
Are you officially saying that Nate Schrader is an Alex hater? I just want to say, this is just breaking my heart right now.
He has haters, they
are motivators. I'm his biggest motivator. If you want to call that hating, so be it.
Is Marcelo your biggest motivator after just getting straight up bossed out on that 2-on-1?
I don't know about bossed out, but yeah, sure.
I'm just kidding. So anyway, like I said before, we have got a special guest coming in to talk about the vicious bracket, since both you guys are in and don't want to have quote-unquote bad juju. So I'm going to bring my wife and paintball expert in, Mary Catherine Smith. What up, Mary Catherine?
What up, guys?
Hey, I'm good.
Hey.
So we were just talking, I don't know if you heard, about how Nate, really deep down inside, doesn't think Alex is that good at paintball, and then how Nate's biggest motivator is how he got bossed out by Marcelo last event, just catching you up on things in the podcast that happened so far. And then we were going to talk with you, obviously, about the Heat Damage, Russian Legion, Vicious, and VCK bracket. So,
okay.
Out of those five teams...
So am I looking at Heat and Damage first?
Yeah, Heat versus Damage. What do you think will happen in that match?
Well, who besides Thomas Taylor is on Houston Heat?
You've got that you know?
Yeah.
Ooh, let me see.
That I've seen what they look like.
I
mean, how muscly are these dudes? Like, how quick are they?
Our team's the most muscly.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's talking about the Heat and Damage match. I don't know. Guys, who would you say in the Heat Damage match is the most muscly? Heat or Damage? Because Heat has Chad George.
I think
who's got the bod?
Nate knows.
Nate, who would you say has the bod?
That's a tough one. I don't know. I mean, Damage, they're always posting, you know, gym selfies and whatnot on the Instagram world, so. But then again, you got Greg Sewers on Heat. The guy's a machine.
And he's like a fitness coach.
Yeah, he's like a personal trainer.
You have Thomas and a fitness coach and a guy that can do one-legged squats like nobody's business.
And all these dudes are on Heat, and then Damage, they're just
Damage
heavily
is
posting gym selfies.
Right, that's right.
Flexing the guns all the time. Mm.
However, there is somebody from the Panhandle on Damage.
So who?
You don't know him, Tim Cross.
Well, I remember watching, actually, Heat versus Damage, my first World Cup. No, it wasn't. Never mind. It wasn't Heat versus Damage. I'm thinking Excessive versus Damage, because Thomas was on, like, Excessive.
Yeah, that was like the longest match ever, and you hated it.
Yeah, and I was pulling against Damage mainly because I was pulling for Thomas, and he's on Excessive. So I'm going to go with Heat on this
one. Boom. MK with the longest explanation of who looks better and who's her best friend and pulls for Heat on the Heat versus Damage. And I am going to go Heat in the Heat versus Damage as well, just because I think they have gone down to the Challengers division. I think these guys are going to be hungry, and I think they're going to do really well this event.
I did, though, at that World Cup, at the Heat or the Excessive versus Damage match, get a free damage
headband.
Nice.
So if I could get some free swag from either team, that would probably sway my.
That's good reasoning.
Yeah.
So what about you guys?
Logical.
What are we thinking? Heat versus damage.
I think damage.
Damage. Nasty Nate, give me a reason why.
I think that they can just basically hold down the field longer. I think they'll get up points the first couple points, and then they'll just be able to withstand the heat attack.
Alex, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that one. I think damage is going to take this one. They're definitely good off the break, and I think with the pocket play, I think they're going to have a lot of success shooting people off the break.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't a snake-heavy field, and I mean, we have seen Heat struggle on fields that aren't snake-heavy. I do wonder if because I think the D side is going to play quicker than the snake side on this field. So I wonder if they're going to throw Ryan Moorhead back over to the Ds. And so then you run Sewage and Ryan Moorhead over there. I think that might be.
Yeah.
And so then that way, because I mean, it's not like on this field Chad George is going to get too tired, because I don't think he's going to have a whole bunch of crazy points. I wouldn't be surprised if you had saw a whole lot of low scores, especially in that match, even though, I mean, on the slowest field of the year. I think, didn't they go into overtime? And see who was going to get relegated match?
Yes. That might have been if. Are you talking about Mayo?
Yeah, no. Wasn't it heat damage to see who got relegated? And then
that was Dallas.
Dallas.
That was Dallas. Yeah. So yeah, never mind. Sorry, that was actually the fastest layout. But anyway, so let's go on to Heat Russian Legion. Mary Catherine, what is your Heat Russian Legion pick?
Heat.
Heat, why is that?
I don't like the Russians.
Because why?
They're Russian.
And that's why I love you. All right, I am going to go with the Russians as well. I mean, excuse me, Heat as well, because I don't think the Russians, with a field that you lock it up, they haven't looked as good as some of the other teams. They're not as disciplined. They're kind of a new team, so I'm going to go with Heat as well, now that Heat's not a new team. Nate, what's your call on this one?
Ooh, I think that's going to be probably the closest match of this bracket, but I think Russian Legion can take this.
Oh, Alex, let's hear it.
I'm definitely going to go with Legion. I think they're playing a lot better as well. So I'm going to take Legion.
Oh, man, we have...
Y'all are just a bunch of anti-Americans over here. I would have thought better coming from the Vicious Dudes.
Oh, man, you're getting a bad rep.
You know, I'm from Seattle.
Yeah, Alex is from Seattle, and so that's basically Canada South. So, I mean, you know, he's really
And you
not.
Can see Russia from Canada.
My house.
You can see Russia from your house.
No, that's Alaska, babe.
I know.
Where is that? Was that a joke?
I was making a joke, playing off Sarah Palin, saying
I'm just kidding.
She said you could see Russia from her house, and she lives in Alaska, so I was making a play off of that.
Yeah, but that's...
Thanks for killing it.
I liked it.
Thank you.
Okay. Judging by you guys, Geet's going two losses already, so looks like they may be having a rough event.
Yep.
So let's go damage Russian Legion. What are we thinking, Mary Catherine?
I mean...
Damage is definitely more muscly than the Russian Legion. So.
Okay, well, and I just can't go for the Russians. I can't pull for the Russians.
I can't argue with that reasoning right now. I mean, that is just...
Damage can beat the Russians, and then Heat can beat Damage, and then Vicious can beat everybody. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm,
so
nice.
I am going to go with Damage in this as well, just because I think, same reason as Heat, better gun control, better control of the pocket, etc. You guys, let's hear what you have to say. Alex Borromeo, what's your opinion? Why will this match go to who?
I'm also thinking Damage on this one. I think they're just going to have more success being a more solid team off the break.
Yep, ditto.
Okay, so we're going to go Russian Legion versus Vicious. Mary Catherine.
I mean, really, is this a question? Is this a question?
it's a test.
I have already expressed my disdain for the Russians. simply because they're Russian. And then obviously, Vicious is just going to tear it up against everybody. So, Vicious.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I am going to go Vicious in this match as well. I don't think the mini teams will have a ton of success on getting outside of your guys' guns off the break, especially with Matt the Machine Sossaman like being third in the kill ratings or whatever. I mean, I'm surprised he's not first by like 100 kills, but whatever. That is obviously because it's skewed, but anyway.
And if Nate Schrader moves on the field like he moves on the dance floor, I mean, really?
Yeah. I agree 100%.
I have footage.
So what do you got? What do you guys think in the Russian Legion Vicious match? Or are you going to abstain? Alex Bormay, go.
I mean, Vicious is, we're just going to dominate. I mean, definitely we're going to play really well against anyone we play against. So I'm excited.
Nate?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see us losing a match.
Boom. All right. I am going, so let's look at the next match, which would be, Heat versus VCK. What are we calling?
I don't even know who is VCK.
They are a new team this year. Is this their first match in Champions?
Yes.
Yep, first event playing in the Champions.
I love pulling for the underdog.
What are you thinking?
I'm going to go VCK just for funsies.
Okay, I am also going to go VCK on this, which is my first pick on Heat losing. And my reason is because of the sleeper and the right-handed bandit, Ian Wilson, plays for VCK.
Oh, yeah? You're a big Ian Wilson fan?
I just like watching him play. Kid's like, I don't even need my left hand. However, I've seen him using it this year, which kind of upsets me. But, I mean, I love the fact that, like, in D1, he would just, like, stand outside the bunker shooting with his right hand just so he wouldn't have to shoot left hand and then kind of just casually step back in. So casual about it. I love it. I love watching him. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a big fan of him. It's just, like, watching him play.
Yeah, I have vivid memories of watching Damian only shooting right-handed in D1 for a whole entire season.
What about you guys? What do you think about this Heat VCK matchup?
Go ahead, Alex.
VCK.
Oh, Alex is now calling Heat out with 3 losses. And Nate, what are we going to go with here?
I mean, I think Heat's going to take this one.
Okay, Alex, what's your reasoning for VCK?
I just think they're just going to have that beginner's luck, you know? So definitely I think this is the one match that there's going to be an upset.
Okay, Nate, why do you think it's going to go the other way?
I think experience. I mean, VCK has a lot of good players coming up. The Jackson brothers, they're fun to watch. Ian's fun to watch. They got, I forget his name. They got a really short, fast kid that plays the trio side. I think his name's Mitch. He's tons of fun to watch. Cam McCarty playing solid, but I think the experience of Heat, I think they're going to take it.
I like your style. Yeah, VCK is one of my favorite teams to watch as well. So we're going to go Damage Vicious. Mary Catherine, what are we thinking right here?
Vicious.
What is your reasoning?
Because they're vicious.
That is the worst reasoning I've ever heard. Damage Vicious, I am going to call this as Vicious's only prelim loss.
Oh.
What?
Hey, I mean.
You're about to have Karen Mortal after you.
True.
Omaha's a big city. I can hide. Karen, don't get me.
I think only Karen's wingspan expands past the city limits of Omaha. So.
Yeah, Karen, I feel like, is. She knows all and sees all and hears all and feels all.
I do feel like Carl is probably good enough with his computer and technology that's probably like watching us all right now. But
yeah.
He's got out.
But regardless, yeah, I think this is the Damage Vicious match. I think it's the only prelim match that Vicious loses. And my theory is it's better to lose a prelim match than lose a match out of the prelims.
True. I think, you know, Damage, we tied them at Mayo on a similar layout, and we made some key mistakes, so I think if we can just tighten up on those mistakes, then for sure we're going to have it in the bag. We gave them a couple points, and I don't see us doing that again.
Alex?
Yeah, I definitely think that we will beat them. Definitely that Mayo game where we definitely could have beat them. I think there was one point where we lost like a 3-on-1 against, I think it was Timmy. Actually, I think it was Holiday that was playing that. So if we just tighten things up, we definitely can take the game.
All right, so let's talk about Russian Legion VCK. What are we thinking there?
Oh, I would love to see VCK whoop up on Russian Legion.
Man, you are super anti-Russian Legion.
American.
You are awesome. I am going to go... I think this is going to be a super close match. But I think Russian Legion is probably going to win by 2 or 3. But I think it'll kind of go back and forth early, and then Russian Legion will probably win something like 4-3. 7-4, something like that. What about you guys?
I think this match will take place on the second day, so if VCK can get their losses out of the way and then show up to this match ready to go, it's definitely a possibility that VCK is going to take it. I'm going to lean towards them.
Alex?
I'm going to lean towards Legion on this one. I just think... VCK is going to get that one game, but then after that, I think the teams are just going to take over.
Okay, I feel you. So have we talked, what else in this matchup have we not talked? It should be a decent game. We have not done Vicious VCK. So what are we thinking there? Mary Catherine, Vicious and VCK. So you do love an underdog.
I do.
But you live in Omaha.
I do. So...
I've got an interesting theory about this match.
What is your theory?
I think that Vicious will win this, but just by a hair. And here's why. I think they will be down a man because Brian Boyle is just getting off of his honeymoon, and I'm not sure in what type of mental state he's going to be in after just all that ruckus that has been going on in Hawaii.
Yeah.
OMG.
He's having the time of his life out there, that's for sure.
Yep, so... What do you guys think, Alex, or Mary Catherine, what do you think?
I'm going to go Vicious. I just, honestly, after meeting a lot of the Vicious guys and spending time with them over the weekend, the Brian and Emily got married, they're just a bunch of cool guys, and I'd like to see them just kill people. Nice. I just genuinely like the team and like the guys on the team, so I just want to see them win.
That's good reasoning. Alex and Nate, what do you think?
Vicious.
I agree. I think that was the best reasoning you could have came up with.
Yeah.
Vicious and VCK, will this be a tight match or is it going to be a straight blowout? Will we see problems with Brian Mortal being just straight up mind blown from a crazy week long honeymoon?
Maybe a little jet lag.
Is that what you're
saying? No, I think Brian's
jet lag. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I think Brian's going to play amazing. I think it's going to be a blowout.
Nate?
I think Brian's going to play great. Yeah, he's been getting better and better this season. Played great at Chicago. He didn't really seem too stressed out for the wedding. And
no, he was the most calm groom I've ever seen in my life.
And I don't see how that added leisure time in Hawaii can really hurt someone as long as he knows that he's got to come home and he's got 10 out of 12 days of paintball ahead of him, so...
Nice. So you mentioned 10 out of 12 days of paintball. What are you two doing to stay, get mentally prepared for just this gauntlet of playing day after day? Because you're playing a tournament in Canada this weekend. Then you're flying to California and going to practice just straight until the tournament, right?
Yep, that's correct.
So what are you guys doing to get mentally prepared?
Honestly, mentally, it's pretty... It's just the same as any other tournament. As far as physically, I'm just trying to really get my workouts in, a lot of cardio, but at the same time making enough time to rest. So I've been good about going to the beach every day and soaking up some sun and relaxing.
The life of people who live in California is super tough. Alex, what about you?
I've just been practicing every chance I get. Actually missing a practice tonight for this podcast, so that's kind of unfortunate, but, had to do it for Pate. Oh no, it's completely cool. But yeah, just basically working out, eating healthy, and trying to stay hydrated because it's definitely going to be a long 10 out of 12 days coming up.
Do you guys know your schedule with who you're practicing when you're there?
Yeah, we have the field to ourselves on Tuesday out at Camp Pendleton, and then we got a full day with Ironman on Wednesday, and then another half day with Ironman on Thursday.
When you guys practice with the Ironman, have you guys practiced them in the preseason, right?
Yep.
Were you on the team then, Nate?
Yeah, I was on Ironman at that point.
Oh, okay. Dang, that stinks. Alex, but you were on Vicious, right?
Alex was trying out.
That was my first tryout actually against the Ironman.
So, what was it like? Because you guys have played on the same team pretty much forever, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What was it like playing on the opposite sides of that practice?
It was pretty good. I mean, I honestly felt like I didn't see Nate that much. I don't know if he contributed that much that weekend. So,
I mean, you know, that's a bold-faced lie. It was particularly stressful on me because not only was I fighting for a spot on the Ironman, but I had to make Alex look good too. So, you know, I gave him a couple points.
Such a good friend.
You and Marcelo must be super tight then.
Yeah, they're homies. That's Nate's boy.
It was like, hey, Marcel, I'll give you this layup and just on this 2-on-1, just lean out to a ball.
Yeah.
But, I'm just giving you a little heat because, yeah, I got to after calling him out. And
yeah. I'm sure he appreciates it.
What's it like now, though, to be on this? I mean, how did that happen? So basically, how did it come about that Nate got picked up? Because I know Alex was trying out. Alex, didn't you play cup with him though?
No, I did not. I was playing. I played cup with DMG.
Okay, that's right. Sorry. And then DMG broke up. When did you kind of get hit up for the tryout or whatever?
I can thank Nate for that one actually. Nate was always down at Camp P and always saw Todd around and. They were looking for a few players, and Nate had mentioned my name to Todd. So, you know, he threw me a bone there, and Todd ended up talking to Tyler Michaud, which many of you probably know, old Dynasty player. He lives up here in Seattle, and basically hit him up to ask him about whether or not I was good enough or had enough skill to play with him. So he vouched for me, and then Todd hit me up to come down and said, hey, you know, we're having a practice this weekend against Ironman, you should come out to a tryout. And I was like, all for it. And Nate had told me that he told Todd. So I was like, okay, hopefully I get hit up. I was getting kind of antsy because the season was about to start and I didn't have anyone I was going to play with. I wasn't planning on playing with DMG for this season. I was possibly thinking about playing with Uprising in D1. But then when Todd hit me up, you know, I bought a ticket that week, flew down there and played. And, you know, I played well enough for them to want to pick me up and give me a chance. So that's kind of how it happened. Nate just threw me a bone. He was a good homie.
So when you got the call, when did you find out that you were getting picked up? Like, did you know at the end of practice, or did you know you had to get a call, or did Todd hit you up? Like, what happened? Was there like a text?
Well, I didn't know till a few days after, actually. Todd had texted me and was like, hey, you know, thanks for coming out. I'm going to talk to Karen and everyone in the team and see where everyone stands. And Karen actually ended up calling me a few days later in the week and was like, hey, you know, it seems like everyone on the team likes you. Obviously, she told me a few things that the team didn't like about me, but I won't say what those were. Quickly changed those out of my my problems. And, you know, she told me and I was really excited. So, and the rest is history, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think so many people's dream is to be a pro player. So when you got that call, it was like, I'm going to be a pro player. But you guys both played pro in MPPL, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So I don't want to say that you weren't pro then, but it's not like you're on a PSP pro team. Because, I mean, you knew coming into the season that you were going to be one of the 10 best teams on one of the 10 best teams in the world. So an aspiration that, I don't know, what can you say, like hundreds of thousands of kids have, and like you achieved it. Like that moment when she was telling you, what were you thinking?
It was a surreal feeling. Like, I mean, can't really describe it, I guess, because not many people get to actually have that chance. So I was kind of shocked, and I was actually heading out to practice that same day as well. So I was like, wow, is this really happening? Like, I've never been in this type of position before. So just complete shock. And it took a few days before it actually set in. And then at that point, I was like, man, Nate, you know, this is really happening. Like, thanks a lot for, you know, throwing me that bone, and I'm extremely excited for what lies ahead. So just complete shock, I guess, is the feeling.
And that's pretty awesome. And Nate, your story is a little less straight.
Yeah.
To vicious. One thing I like about you is that you just like see what you wanted and you're like, move to San Diego, boom, no problem. And then you got cut from the Ironman, whether, you know, you obviously don't think you should have. You think you're good enough to be on the team. But then, you know, you played with CP, an event. You didn't, you know, you made what needed to happen, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, then the next event, you're on vicious. I mean, I love that story. Just talk a little bit about that, man. Tell us, you know, kind of your feelings. Because I really want to know, you know.
Yeah.
When you got cut from the Ironman, you know, you had your moment, you know, I'm on a pro team, and then boom, it was just pulled from you.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, because I found out a couple, like, 4 weeks prior to the event, they had to put in the roster for fantasy. And I found out that was number 13, and I was a little bit bitter, to be honest, as anyone would be. I mean, being new to the Ironman program and having, you know, made the tryout, gone through two events where I didn't play much, you know, just riding the bench, I was really waiting for my shot. And then to find out that I had two more practices to make up, you know, basically to prove myself. So, I mean, that was really stressful. And the whole time, Alex is, you know, texting me, oh, man, I made vicious. And I wanted to be excited for him, but I just had so much stuff going on in my world that I was trying to focus. So, I mean, when I actually found out that I wasn't going to be on the Ironman roster officially, it was the day before Dallas, the tournament. And,
oh my God.
Yeah, so the whole time up until then, I'm just sweating bullets. Like, people are telling me that I played well enough at practice and that, you know, it's gonna happen. And so I was really positive. But then when I found out, you know, my world just kind of came down crashing on me, and I played with CEP. And thank God for those guys. Robbie and the guys are just the coolest bunch of dudes. They were stoked to have me play. And Zupa, I think that was his first tournament that he missed. So I kind of just filled in as one of the Dorito guys. So that was really cool. And then, you know, when the vicious guys saw that, I wasn't playing with Ironman, I think some of them were confused because, I had played pretty well at those practices. And, I think, you know, talking to like Todd and, Chris Burgess, you know, they really felt like I deserved some playing time. So they threw me a bone. And yeah. The rest is history.
You worked for Dye, though, right? You moved from Seattle.
I moved from Seattle to Chicago this time last year. Actually, no, it was May of last year. And then when I got the Ironman opportunity, I moved from Chicago to San Diego.
So why did you move to Chicago? Was that to play with you?
It wasn't really to play with anyone particularly. I had just graduated college, and my lease was up in Seattle, and I really just wanted to change the scene. And I have family out in Chicago, so I didn't have to pay rent out there. I was closer to the CXBL tournaments, which me and Alex we had our own team in. So I could afford to drive to them rather than, you know, purchase a flight to Canada from Seattle. So, yeah.
And then what happened that, you know, were you just Ironman tryout?
I was playing the CXBL, like I said, and I ran into Marcelo. And he invited me down for a practice, like, the next weekend.
I got you. And then, so you were working at Dye, right?
Yep, I was working at Dye throughout the Dallas event. And, you know, the Dallas event was a wet one. So it was definitely took a toll on my body, mostly tearing down, but setting up too prior to the event. It's really physically demanding. And anybody that works a truck crew, I have a tremendous amount of respect for, because it's no joke. And then having to play at the same tournament, that was just, that kind of shocked me. I kind of realized that I really needed to focus on playing, and working at Dye and playing, just, it wasn't going to work out.
So then you got a job at Raza.
Yep.
So how is that working with Todd and Chris Burgess?
It's a lot of fun, actually. Todd isn't in the office every day. He mostly just comes in the office to pick up shoes that he ordered off eBay. But
who buys more shoes, Todd or Brian Bortle?
Todd, for sure. Todd has shoes that he doesn't even wear. He buys the same pair of KDs. I think he's got 3 Crab KDs now. It's getting pretty ridiculous. It's to the point where me and Chris are ready to plan an intervention.
Is there anything else you guys wanted to kind of go over or talk about?
Yeah, me and Alex will be doing a clinic in our hometown of Snohomish at DBS Outdoor Paintball Park in August, the weekend after Riverside. It's Sunday the 17th.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want more information about that, maybe Pate can put a link in this podcast.
I will definitely start pumping some links online for that, for sure. So, yeah, or is there a web address that people can go to sign up?
Yeah, you can look up Doodlebug Sports on Facebook. I think their website's still dbspaintball.com, and there should be a link on that page.
So if you want a clinic with 2 dudes that just, you know, made their way up through the ranks, did it by practice and just being at the field all the time, you know, hit these guys up. You're gonna learn a lot. And these are 2 super awesome, super nice dudes, super easy to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely won't make you feel intimidated in any way. I can't say enough good things about them. Super chill. So sign up for their clinic if you're in the area. I mean, I can't say enough for paintball clinics, because if you want to expedite the process of getting good, I mean, how much is your clinic?
It's $100 if you sign up before August 1st, and that comes with a case of paint.
So basically slightly more than what you would pay for a day of paintball, and you can have 2 pro players, not just 1, basically breaking down everything for you. And 2 guys that I can legitimately say, if you go to this clinic, will take time individually out with you. They are not worried about the money as much as they're worried about, you know, face-to-face time with these players. I feel like I'm pretty confident in knowing these 2 that I can say that they'll definitely give you good value for your money. And if you're wanting to expedite the process of becoming a better player, then definitely, definitely holler at these 2 for that.
Yeah.
And Nate, is there anything else you wanted to announce?
Yes. If you're unable to get to our clinic, you can also reach me online. I will be doing paintball consulting for Positive Change USA. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. I've never done anything like it, but I have people hitting me up all the time asking me for tips and tricks, so I think I've got a pretty good arsenal of, you know, tips that I can pass on to people via email, or we can do over the phone or on Skype.
Awesome, yeah. Positive Change USA. Paintball Services team is growing. I'm super glad to have Nate on because he's a super nice guy, incredible dancer, and great paintball player.
Great hair, too.
Thank you.
He does. Nate, did you know if you had a slightly more receding hairline and blonde hair, your hair would almost look like mine?
Really?
Only when yours is grown out, though.
Yeah, when my hair is like super long. Like right now, it's cut short, but yeah.
The deep wave is hard to come by.
That's actually what mine looks like, and you can't make it happen. It's just natural.
No, I mean, you guys caught me on a good day too.
Alex, how jealous are you of these flowing locks?
I just think he looks like a douchey Matthew McConaughey. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm that jealous of him.
I don't know. Matthew McConaughey, besides the movie where he had
girls
AIDS.
Girls want McConaughey.
Exactly.
Don't doubt.
How did you feel about the movie where Matthew McConaughey had AIDS? Though, did you want him in that movie?
Dallas Buyers Club?
Yeah, Dallas Buyers Club. How'd that make you feel deep down inside?
It just made my fondness for him grow stronger, seeing how emotional he could be and how he could just reach into the hearts and souls of the movie viewers.
You know what? I'm not going to be...
You said a lot of depth.
I'm not going to be upset with that answer again, because I love Dallas Buyers Club.
It was a good movie.
If I had,
great movie.
If I was like in the 1970s/80s and I had AIDS and AIDS drugs were hard to come by, I'd be out there on the streets peddling. I would have like a Positive Change USA but for
AIDS drugs.
AIDS drugs.
You got to do what you can. You know what I'm saying? And what speaks to you? And what spoke to McConaughey in that movie was
Alex. I just want to point out, if you didn't know, Matthew McConaughey won the Oscar for Dallas Buyers Club. Oh. He's hot right now.
Oh, he's a great actor. Don't get me wrong. I agree with you on that one.
And just as McConaughey's hot, so is Nate Schrader's hair.
Yes. That's correct.
I'm just saying, I think you need, you know, Thomas.
McConaughey's a surfer, too.
Is he?
He's a beachy.
And Nate is. Yeah.
We've got so much in common.
He's a beach bum.
Nate,
yeah.
you may be the Matthew. You should kind of, like, start marketing yourself as the Matthew McConaughey
of paintball.
Use this
to your advantage.
I don't even know how to spell his last name, so I don't think that's a good idea.
People don't know how to spell your last name either.
Holy shit, you're right.
Oh, my God. They don't know how to say it.
Yep.
Much less spell it.
Yep.
And you live in San Diego. That's close to L.A. I mean, do we need to even keep on going right now? The coincidences are stacking up.
It's true.
I think you need a McConaughey jersey.
I think I'm going to run into him one of these days now that we're talking about it.
Nate, I also have Nate, I also have another question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the difference between Nate and Pate?
Oh!
That is right. The letter O is the only difference.
Yep. So.
All right, guys. Well, is there anything else? I know you definitely want to give a shout out to your sponsors, so I'll let you kind of get on that.
Yep. Shout out to Team Vicious for both giving us a shot this year. We're super stoked to have finally found a family that's willing to take us. Also Empire Paintball, Simon over at Inception, Raza Paintball. Let's see, who are we missing? Positive Change USA. DBS Paintball maybe for letting us do the clinic. Mad Cow Paintball out in Omaha. If you're in Omaha and you want to go play paintball, Mad Cow has some sweet fields.
Anywhere in the Midwest. If you're in Des Moines, if you're in Chicago, just drive over.
Yeah.
If you're in any town in South Dakota, I don't even know any towns in South Dakota.
You can play paintball, get a push-up pop, an orange push-up pop.
Matt Cow has so much going on.
And buy fresh farm fresh
eggs.
Matt
Cow,
where do our organic eggs come from?
Matt Cow only.
$2 a dozen. Are you kidding me right now? I just had a podcast with Oliver Lang. Did you guys listen to it?
Yep.
Alex probably didn't because he don't listen to podcasts.
Actually, I did listen to that one. So
I told you to. That's right.
How does it feel to know that Alex listened to my podcast but not yours? That's just
yeah.
You guys even friends right now?
I'm a little offended.
And we were talking about the price of how expensive it is to eat organic. But guess where it's not expensive to eat organic?
When you live on a farm. Right. Yeah.
Mad Cow Paintball, where you can get farm fresh. Free range eggs, just boom, $2 a dozen. They like $17 a dozen other places. Not really the problem.
You can see a real life cornfield.
Real life cornfield. Whatever you guys need, Macau Paywall's got it. But also, shout out, I want to give special shout out to Karen and Carl Bortle for being so nice to not only Alex and Nate, but both Mary Catherine and I here recently. They're great paintball patrons, but most importantly, just great people in general, and regardless of whether I met them at paintball or not, I'm so thankful to have both their friendship and Brian's and his new bride, Emily. So awesome. Well, awesome, guys. I don't know if this was as much of a LA prediction podcast as it was just catch up with Nate and Alex and make a few crazy postulations about the LA tournament, but I'm definitely glad that we had you guys on. I'd love to have you guys on again. So positivechangeusa.com. Also, anybody out there, be checking at positivechangeusa.com in the next couple weeks. We have a direct download coming out for less than $10. You are going to be able to get basically a breakdown on how to dominate Tinder. So I know Alex has a girlfriend. So he probably doesn't use Tinder, but and I've seen Alex's girlfriend. If anybody has Facebook, she's a dime piece. I mean, she is a girl that's top of the line. Nate, have you seen Alex's girlfriend?
Yes, I know Priya very well.
How well? Let's get into that, because I feel that may be where some of the hate between you two comes from.
No, nothing like that. I've known Priya she was, my cousin's friend, as Alex would refer to her.
So, as Alex got you the hookup with Vicious, did you get Alex the hookup with Priya?
No, it was Alex's cousin's friend.
All right, guys, positivechangeusa.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.